T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yesterday, we had Austin Nichols in studio. And he's obviously a Memphis guy, went to Memphis for 2 years, transferred, as everybody remembers, to the chagrin of an entire city and fan base.
Yeah, I feel like many still have not forgiven
many
him.
Many have still not, though Mike from Memphis did forgive him publicly
yesterday. Appreciate that, Mike. That was
a very good gesture.
Yeah, public gesture.
So Austin appeared on our show yesterday, and we all know what happened with Virginia. Obviously, he got dismissed from the team, and he got dismissed from the team before he could graduate.
He blew it.
He blew it, exactly. Well, I can say that after Austin appeared on our show yesterday.
What are you about to say?
I just think this is awesome. Austin appeared on our show yesterday. I got a message. I got a message from the University of Memphis president, M. David Rowe.
Boy, y'all really are tight.
Well, yes.
Next time, let me go in the office with you.
Okay, man. I mean,
good Lord.
I didn't think you wanted to be in there.
What did he tell you?
Well, he asked me to pass along a message, and I won't read the entire message. I won't actually read any of the message, but essentially, the University of Memphis president extended an offer to Austin Nichols to come back to Memphis and get his degree.
Oh, my goodness. That is fantastic.
On scholarship.
But can we get an applause, please?
To get a scholarship.
Just multiple applauses. Multiple. That is worth it. Thank you.
Through a couple different programs, because Austin's close. He's like within a year, you know?
Yeah. I wondered about that.
He can take almost all of it online, I believe. But the University of Memphis president, M. David Rudd, reached out to me and basically asked me to pass along a scholarship offer to Austin Nichols to finish his degree up at the University of Memphis. And by the way, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. And I was told by his family last night that they have not seen him that happy. They have not seen him that excited in years. So
that really is heartwarming.
I mean, because after all the stuff, right? After all the transfer and the vitriol.
It was the attorney, right? That's what had everybody.
Right,
really
the attack. Yeah. It's gonna come full circle.
How about that?
And Austin's gonna get his college degree at the University of Memphis.
This is just going to bring you and Austin even closer, John. I didn't think that was possible.
No, I mean, I did tell him. I did say, you know, hey.
You used your relationship, your strong relationship with the president of the university to help get your friend a lifetime scholarship.
Well, not a lifetime, just a one-year scholarship. But I do feel like in some very, very small way, just by being the conduit that I've kind of repaid everything that family did for me and started my career. But I think it's just awesome. I think it's, you know, he wants to do it. He wants to finish school.
That's awesome.
And to get it at the University of Memphis, for the president to extend, a scholarship offer for him to do it.
Salute
to pay for
M. David Rudd. I salute you today.
No, I think it's a good story all around. And I know they're going to
be. That'll also help with our APR, by the way.
Oh, it will definitely help with the University
of
Memphis.
I'm going to toss that in there.
So. Now Austin gets to make it right. He gets to walk across the stage at the University of Memphis.
That's because, John, I'm just going to be honest with you. Yesterday you have him in here. The guy hadn't been over to the Lori Walton. And I realize, you know, people are busy over there. And I realize, you know, Austin left, yes, and that was a time, to your point, where it was super toxic. And it got ugly. Got ugly with the attorney and everything else. So it's a little bit different than how Tariq Black left. I realize that. But him sitting here. I just got the feel off of him that was a guy on the outside looking in. And a guy on the outside looking in, maybe even hoping, man, would you take me back? You know what I mean? And just in the sense that he, are you welcome back?
Exactly.
He should be.
Exactly.
I don't need to go back into that point again. I made it yesterday with him sitting right here.
Yep.
But he should be.
Yep.
He, you know, all those old heads that go back, he should be one of them that has a key to the place.
Right.
Why? Because he's one of us.
He put the uniform on for 2 years.
Yeah. I'm not going to hold some mistake a kid made. You know, and look, leaving at that point, you could say, you can argue it wasn't a mistake.
The only thing that you could take issue with was the way it was done.
Exactly. Exactly. And I go back to the point. He's a kid when he did that. And yes, the family was hot and they got the, but again, you're going to hold that against him for the rest of his life? This dude's a Tiger.
Exactly.
He picked the Tigers coming out of high school. He's a Memphian first. If for nothing else, forget the Tigers, we should welcome him back as a Memphian. And so this, maybe this is some step toward that. You know, Rudd offered him to come back. Hey, you're back in class over there. Hey, you want to come get a pickup game? I hope he gets that.
Right.
Because it felt like it was almost missing from his life.
Well, it was, you know, like, because he's not welcome back in Virginia.
Because Virginia's not a home.
Yep.
And if he can't go back to Memphis, well, where the hell can he go?
Right.
And y'all Austin, know how I am
and
about.
Austin is a good guy.
Man, absolutely. Like,
he's
that's
a
what
good
I
guy.
Know about him. Kid's
and,
got a good heart.
And he has a good family.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, I understand the passion, right? I get it. I do.
Well, the passion's what makes this fan base and this program so great.
Absolutely. So if you want to be angry at Austin and you have this perception of Austin, and I'm not even going to defend that. Like, you can have your perception of Austin, but what I'm telling you is that nobody deserves to feel like they don't have a place to go,
yeah.
Right, in terms of a university, in terms of a college. And first of all, it's a hell of a gesture for the University of Memphis president who was embroiled in that. Was he here? At that time, I believe he was.
Yes, he was. He was.
He was the president.
But hell, let me tell you this: as far as I know, you can ask your buddy. You can, because I see how tight y'all are now. He told them from the get-go, don't put any restrictions on him.
President Rudd did.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they went ahead and did it.
And they did it.
They
yeah.
got all the mess, and he had the, you know, at that point, it's I told you so.
Exactly. So
like he had this right from the get-go on Austin.
Rudd was the president when all of that went down, you know, and he doesn't have to, by any means. He doesn't have to extend a scholarship to Austin Nichols. Like, there's nothing that says he has to do that. But what's amazing to me is that Rudd even knew how close Austin was to getting his degree. And said, come do it. Come do it online. Give me a call.
That's awesome, man.
And that and the fact that Austin was, he jumped at it. Like, he jumped at it. He couldn't have been more excited. So, and I'm happy for his family. It makes me proud.
Yeah,
you know?
Dude, that's a great story.
So,
You've been holding out. You didn't tell me about that.
Well, this happened yesterday.
I mean, I've been seeing you before the show. Talked to you last night. You could have told me.
Well,
you just want to pop the surprise
Brad
on me.
Brad said, we talk about it all day, even off the air, is the NBA draft. So I didn't want to, you know.
We've been draft heavy. That story was worth it.
I didn't want to spoil anything for you, but there you go. Austin Nichols
Good
is
stuff. Congrats,
he's
Austin.
He's coming home.
Salute to you, President.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.